You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
Amazon, it beat on earnings per share, $1.78 versus an estimated $1.12 a share. It beat on second quarter net sales. The estimate was $29.5 billion. It came at $30.4 billion, but it sees its third quarter operating income at $50 million to $650 million versus an estimated $815 million. So the share price is now down. Bert Flickinger joins us now, Managing Director at Strategic Resource Group here in New York City, also in our New York studio, to look at the numbers. Bert, what do you think so far?
Amazon's numbers are phenomenal, Kathleen and Pim. Revenue increased 31% last year to date. Revenue increase were 21%. They're dominating the developed world quicker than Genghis Khan or anyone from Sears and Roebuck to Sam Walton ever did. The earnings per share are terrific. The one concern people have in the aftermarket is Amazon's being conservative on guidance, but Amazon's always conservative on future guidance.
Bert Flickinger, who's Amazon going to put out of business next?
Amazon's not going to put Walmart.com out of business, but neither Walmart.com nor anyone else can catch up. So, Pim, you're looking at everyone from dollar stores to discount stores to grocery stores to fashion, specialty, and accessory stores going out of business worldwide. Everybody's looking to save more money with price discovery. Save more for Amazon. Students, seniors, working class are getting crushed economically. Amazon's the solution to raise everyone's standard of living.
Wow, that's a very bold statement. That's a solution to raise everyone's standard of living.
You have to, whether it's the students I teach at Cornell University who come from around the world, or it's people in all walks of life that we're talking to, whether it's in the Middle East, Europe, Asia, or the Americas. Working people, students, seniors need a bargain. Better off.
They don't
people
get those in brick and mortar. I see bargains all over the place, Bert.
They're bargains all over, but there's Amazon provides the depth and range of assortment, free delivery, great styles and colors, matching, and in many states and provinces, no sales tax. So with Amazon, it's a great solution. To your point, people still go to stores for style and fit. But one of the things that's really hurting all the malls is the mediocre creative that's coming out of the Hollywood studios. So customer counts are down in the malls. And to Pim's present point, with more and more bricks-based retailers going out of business, that's killing the customer counts, even for the successful retailers. So everybody in shopping malls and centers are suffering, and Amazon's capitalizing.
Well, just to give you this comparison, right, if you take a look at the sales of Amazon, they're on a run rate to do about $120 billion a year, right? Walmart run rate, about $480 billion. If you take a look at the market cap, though, market cap of Walmart, $228 billion. Market cap of Amazon, $355 billion. They're winning the war as far as market capitalization, what people think the company is worth.
Think what it's worth and look at well-managed companies like Macy's, Bloomingdale's. To your point of growth, Pim, Macy's, Bloomingdale's is about $25 billion combined. That's what Amazon is adding in new sales every year, a chain the size of Macy's and Bloomingdale's, and Macy's and Bloomingdale's is dominant in department stores worldwide, by far the biggest and
so,
best.
Would you buy Amazon stock now?
I would. Kathleen, Amazon's blown through both my annual estimates the last few years. 2 years ago at this time, I predicted from 550 to 650. When it was at 600, I predicted 750. At this point, I see it being unstoppable, both competitively and economically, to at least 800. Full disclosure, own Amazon, and will continue to own Amazon as a long-term holding.
I just mentioned that the shares of Amazon are higher right now by nearly 5% in after-hours trading. Bert, one more thing on Amazon, the web services division. I know you're not a tech geek. At least you don't play one on the radio or on television. But Amazon Web Services, we were just talking with Roger McNamee, the deal, $9.3 billion, Oracle buying NetSuite. This is a big and growing business for Amazon that other retailers don't seem to have.
Pim, you're right. AWS, or Amazon Web Services, is a phenomenal business. It's 9% of Amazon currently. The segment of the market's growing by over $300 billion per year. And Amazon's the leader, far ahead of Google, far ahead of IBM, Oracle, everyone else.
So, in terms of the catch-up factor, does anybody catch up with Amazon now? Is there any hope?
Kathleen, Amazon's unstoppable, past, present, and future, because Jeff Bezos had the great strategic vision to invest maximum CapEx for decades. It's something the Roman Empire did its first 200 years, and there have been long-term Roman empires of retailing. But no one's committed the CapEx, whether it's the Walton family at Walmart nor anyone else. Amazon's going to continue to grow, harvesting its CapEx, and its competitors don't have the balance sheets to beat Amazon.
Thank you very much, Bert Flickinger. He is Managing Director, Strategic Resource Group. Shares of Amazon up nearly 5% in after-hours trading after reporting second-quarter earnings and revenue that exceeded estimates. This is Bloomberg.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.